Now you're starring alongside Bruce Willis. What does that mean for your career on one side? And then personally, what is that like for you?
In terms of the career, it's huge for me. I you know, never get to do movies of this size and magnitude, and movies that have such an important message. It's just a big deal. It's just sort of like, you know, it's a movie that a lot of people are going to watch, and I've done a lot of sort of smaller movies and movies that people don't really watch necessarily.
Still, they enjoy them.
Do
watch them.
Yeah, thank you. The few that do watch them sometimes enjoy them. But this is going to be something that a lot of people are going to see, and that's the reality, is that it, you know, it'll hopefully kind of be something that people enjoy as well, because it's I know people are going to see it. I just am now terrified that they're not going to enjoy it. I just hope they kind of like me. That's the most I can hope for, is that they're like, they're not offended by my performance. Because that's the role I'm playing. I'm playing the like annoying like sidekick who's like, no man, don't go in there, yeah, hit him. Like, it's that kind of part. So I'm kind of petrified. It's the short round to Bruce's Indiana Jones. That's who I'm playing. So it's not, you know, it comes fraught with a lot of potential pitfalls.
What was it like working with him?
Just personally, it was very surreal. It was very, you know, like anybody else, I grew up watching his movies, and I actually forgotten that he was in so many movies. You know, I mean, the guy has done just a ton of work and movies that have become iconic. And every time I would go back to the trailer, you know, there was a lot of trailer time in the movie. There's a lot of stunts and long setups, and I would go back, and it seems that it always felt like there was a Bruce Willis movie playing whenever I went back to the trailer. So I think I watched this whole catalog while I was in the trailer. But it was very cool. He was very down to earth and very game. You know, he was really into, and funny, a lot funnier than I thought he would be. He was a really, you know, good sense of humor, and he's just a nice guy. And It was the first couple of weeks, there were a lot of surreal moments where I was, you know, doing scenes with him and we were dodging bullets and he's going, get down, kid, and I'm referring to him as McClane, and I'm looking up and I'm looking at Bruce Willis, and it takes you out of it a little bit sometimes, you know. For the first couple of weeks, it took me a while to kind of adjust to that, just because I know the movie so well, and I you know, his face is so recognizable. He's got such a eagle-like, stoic, you know, head.